go tomorrow. Okay? Next we have Natsuko-san.
Gogo.
Afternoon.
Gogo. Gogo. Gogo 1時に昼ご飯を食べます。
I'll eat lunch at 1 o'clock. One more time, Natsuko-san.
午後1時に昼ご飯を食べます。
Next we have
到着
Arrival
到着到着
Now, this is a compound word. It's made up of two Chinese characters. And the reason we're introducing this today is we want to get you familiar with verbs and compound words that can also be turned into verbs. So, Yoshi-san, what's the verb to arrive?
着く
The Chinese character, the kanji, that's found in this verb is also found in?
到着
In addition, we add one more Chinese character and get the compound more advanced word, arrival, which is?
到着
Now, this is a noun, but if we attach?
する
It becomes a verb, to arrive. So, Natsuko-san, Yoshi-san, what's the difference between these two words? If we turn 到着 into a verb by adding する, what's the difference between? 着く and 到着, which can both be interpreted as to arrive.
I think 到着する has a nuance of coming a long way.
And it also sounds a little more formal than saying 着く.
And also, this is the compound used with other Chinese characters when talking about, as Yoshi said, more formal and technical terms. Okay, and again,Today, we're just getting your feet wet. We just want to get you used to this notion that sometimes the Chinese characters found in individual verbs will be added to compounds to make more technical, formal, complicated words with slightly different nuances in some cases. Okay, next we have.
留守電
Voicemail.
留守電留守電
Next.
早い
Fast. Quick.
はやい、早い。
Okay, now let's take a look at today's conversation. Let's get in there and look at the details. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
山田さんは明日の何時に着きますか?
Okay, what do we have first?
山田さん。
We have the last name, 山田, the honorific suffix.
さん。
Now, this can be male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Unisex. And we don't know, unless we know the person...Or something more about the person. Maybe their first name gives us a better idea. But usually, there's no way to know if you just see Yamada-san. But again, in this context, the following line gives it away. This is marked by the topic particle.
Wa.
Next we have.
明日の
Tomorrow. First is tomorrow, 明日. Then we have the possessive particle.
の
Tomorrow's.
何時
So literally we have tomorrow's what time? Tomorrow's what time? Again, we interpret here.What time tomorrow? Now, as it's time, it's marked by?
に.
The particle に. At. At what time? Literally, tomorrow's what time at? Followed by?
着きますか?
Will arrive. Mr. Yamada? Mrs. Yamada. Tomorrow's what time at will arrive. In Japanese, again, the verb comes at the end. So we just have to do a little rearranging in this sentence. At what time will Mr. Yamada? Mrs. Yamada?Arrive tomorrow. At what time tomorrow will Mr. Yamada, Mrs. Yamada arrive? This is followed by
彼女は午後6時15分前に到着します。
She will arrive at 15 minutes to 6 tomorrow. Let's just take a look at this.
彼女
She
は
marked by the topic particle
午後
afternoon
6時
6 o'clock
15分
15 minutes.Okay, here it comes. Afternoon, 6 o'clock, 15 minutes
前
before. Now in English, we'd say 15 minutes before 6. In Japanese, it's the reverse. They give you the time, 6 o'clock, the amount of minutes, 15 before. That's it. Saying the same thing, just the order is reversed. Okay, so we have she, afternoon, 6 o'clock, 15 minutes before.
に
Again, time, we mark it with に
到着します。
Will arrive. So, let's take the whole sentence and put it together. Literally first. She, afternoon, 6 o'clock, 15 minutes before, will arrive. Now, as this is a sentence, let's just grab that verb from the end, bring it right before the subject. She will arrive at 15 minutes before 6. So again, we're just reversing a few things. If you start from the back and work your way forward,